Followed by the pound or hash sign. If you are the organizer, press the star key now. Otherwise, please hold. For radio audio controls, please enter your audio PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have a PIN, If you are the organizer, press the star key now. Otherwise, please hold. Please enter your organizer PIN followed by the hash sign. Please enter your organizer PIN. This is your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. If you are the organizer, press the star key now. Otherwise, please hold.
I have
audio control. Please enter your audio PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have a PIN, just press pound or hash. The organizer has not yet started the meeting. Don't be placed on hold until an organizer starts the meeting.
Okay,
so I'm going
to listen here. Financial, the bank account.
Or my
this is what,
Apparently I'm on hold or whatever.
It comes in handy.
I know some people take a nap in it and
roll it, put it right here.
Oh, right there.
Well, maybe you debate them on.
I think all of y'all got your own table, we're good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Before we start, I want to make clear, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but these meetings are being conducted under the governor's orders, and he's ruled that all government...
This conference will now be recorded.
Have to meet telephonically, and the meetings have to be closed to the public. That's the reason we can't have anybody here. And the ones that are here have to be 10 or under. And I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 9. There's 9 here. So, I mean, I'm just trying to follow the law. And that's the reason I said we couldn't have guests tonight. I understand why you won't guest here, because you're going to be sworn in. But, you know, it's a pandemic, and we have to go by the law. You agree, Mr. Williams?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, what we do, like when we have almost, you know, like we would have Jane and Mr. Dorsey here.
Mr. Tabor,
they're going to put us over a limit.
And I want to make another statement. At the last meeting, I said one of our meetings before that cost the city like $1,000. I don't need to amend that, because, you know, you insisted that the city engineer be at the meeting, remember?
City engineer or city attorney?
Engineer.
Okay.
Well, he sent us a bill. Was it $495 or $595?
Yeah.
Johnny did?
Five.
For attending that meeting.
$525.
$525.
For that one meeting?
For that one meeting, it cost the city like $1,500.
No, not for him, just for him.
For the whole meeting.
For
the two attorneys here, also.
Right.
And these meetings that we've been having on Tuesday, y'all remember we agreed to have those until the election. Then we would go back to just one meeting a month. Because with a full council, the mayor can call a meeting at any time.
A special meeting.
So.
Yeah.
So the next meeting we have, I'm going to put on the agenda very often, vote to go back to one meeting a month.
Okay, so we can, next meeting, we'll vote to change that resolution, but if we want to do two meetings, we could.
Yeah.
If the council decides, yeah, right.
I'm just saying it's costing the city money to have all of these meetings.
Right.
And that's $1,500 would buy a truckload of coal mix, because if he picks patches in the road,
right.
I don't need to be right tonight. That's
right.
What I'm trying to say.
Right.
That's the reason I'm saying that.
Right.
But y'all can have all the meetings you want, you know.
Right.
I'm just the mayor, I'm just... All
right.
I do is talk.
Right.
I didn't talk.
Right. Or also, three council members can call a special meeting also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. If y'all want to meet, I don't mind calling you.
Well, I mean, the only thing we need
it. Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes you need a meeting, and that's fine. But we don't have to where we need a lawyer here every
time.
For the last 5 or 6 years, we only had a lawyer here when we needed one. Because they charge $190 an hour a year. Okay, it's fine.
That's what doesn't work.
Notice that they've given that there would be a telephonic meeting with the city council in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat in action to temporarily suspend certain provisions affecting the Citizens Act in form of the City of Bruceville County Council to hold its regular city council meeting by telephonic conference call. This meeting will be closed to the public. However, the public may join this meeting by calling City Hall, you can email the city secretary if you have something you want to say or address to the council that is not on the agenda. And the city secretary can read those emails at the meeting. And during this meeting, if you have something to say or question or something, you can join into this meeting by telephone. And ask everyone, that's on the phone, please mute your phone at this time. And you can, if you know anybody that you want the number, you can join in on this meeting by calling 1-224-501-3412. Access code is 424-802-525. It is now 6:33, and this meeting for the city council is now in session. I ask everyone to please stand for our mayor's podium to begin the call. All about the pledge of allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord God, for our new city council members that will be sworn in tonight. I know they're going to do us a good job, and I know they're going to be here for our citizens. Lord God, I thank you for our mayor, Mr. Bass, and I thank you for our city secretary, Sonia, and Pam, our city secretary. Lord God, I also thank you for Mr. Rick Eaton, who is staying on the city council. Lord God, I pray that you take care of our police department, our fire department, and all of our citizens of Bruceville Eddy. For without our citizens of Bruceville Eddy, there would be no reason for us to have a city council or a city office at all. Lord God, again, thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us all the strength and the wisdom to be able to do the best that we can to the best of our ability. Lord God, I ask for all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God,
and one indivisible. Thank you. Start with the roll call. Present here tonight, the three council members, Vicki Wiggin, Rick Eaton, Linda Owens, and our four new ones that will be sworn in tonight, Mr. Jamie Talbert and Marcus Fowler, Cecil Griffin, and again for the second time, this will be Ricky Wiggin. Then the city secretary, Pam Combs, and the city administrator, Tommy Victor. And is anyone on the phone?
Yes, sir. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on the phone.
Okay. Pam, did anybody send in an email for you to read before the meeting starts?
Okay.
First on the agenda is the canvas of the election. Resolution certifying the election results for 3 full-term council members, seats, and 1 unexpired term, held in the city of Lucilene, Texas, on November the 3rd, 2020, and ordaining other provisions relating to the subject matter thereof. Whereas the city of Lucilene has held 30 municipal election on November the 3rd, 2020, for the 2020-2022 terms of 3 council seats and 1 unexpired term council seat. Now therefore be ordained by the city council of the city of Lucilene that the mayor and his representatives at a regular call meeting held on November 17th, 2020, did canvass and announce the election results and found as follows, that pursuant to the applicable provisions of the Texas Election Code, the canvassing board certifies that the following are true and correct results of the November 3rd, 2020 election. Mr. Riggins, for a full-term council, received 256 total votes. James Talbot, full-term council, received 225 votes. Cecil Griffin, full-term council, received 200 votes. Mark Fowler, unexpired term, received 253 votes. That said election was duly called, that notice of said election was given in accordance with the law, and that the canvass of the votes cast in said elections and returns thereof were made in accordance with the law. City Council Ricky Wiggins has received a majority of votes cast for a total of 256, is hereby certified to be elected to the City Council of the City of Lucilene, and shall commence his term of office upon adoption of this resolution and the swearing to the oath of office as required by law. Number 2, James Talbert, having received the majority of votes cast for a total of 225, is hereby certified to be elected to the City Council of the City of Lucilene, and shall commence his term of office upon adoption of this resolution and swearing to the oath of office as required by law. Cecil Griffin, having received the majority of votes cast for a total of 200, is hereby certified to be elected to the City Council of the City of Lucilene, and shall commence his term of office upon adoption of this resolution and swearing to the oath of office as required by law. Mark Fowler, having received a majority of votes cast for a total of 253, is hereby certified to be elected to the City Council of the City of Lucilene, and shall commence his term of office upon adoption of this resolution and swearing to the oath office by law. City Administrator of the City of Lucilene is hereby authorized and directed to cause the caption of this resolution to be published in the newspaper and a general circulation in Lucilene, Green County, Texas. If any parts of this resolution are found to be invalid or unconstitutional by the court having competent jurisdiction, in said invalidity or unconstitutionality shall not affect the remaining parts hereof, and such remaining parts shall remain in full force and effect, and to that extent this resolution be considered settled, considered passed and approved the 17th day of November 2020 at a meeting of the City Council of the City of Lucilene, Texas, at which a quorum of at least 2 members of council, as required by the Texas election laws, was present, and which was held in accordance to Chapter 551 Texas Building Code. This will be signed by the mayor and handed over to the city secretary. And I have a paper here. An order approving the canvass for the November 3rd joint general election needs to be signed by the mayor and Ricky Wiggins, Marcus Fowler, Cecil Griffin, Rich Eaton, and James Palmer. So everyone will have to sign this paper tonight. And here's a letter, it's a letter from Kathy Van Wolf, Elections Administrator in Benton County. Says, "I, Kathy Van Wolf, Benton County Elections Administrator, do hereby confirm that the November 3rd, 2020 joint general election is completed. I hereby certify that all of the ballots for this election have been counted by the Hart Interstate Tabulating Equipment. The tallies are a true and correct accounting of the results." So now we can do the swearing in. Yes. Do what?
I make a motion, John, that we accept the resolution as read for our swearing.
And that's the resolution number 11-27-2020. Motion made and seconded to approve this resolution. All in favor? Three in favor. Three ayes. I'm gonna just cut it right up back there and we'll start you with this stuff.
Mayor.
Back here.
Can we do it this way? That way everything's
fine. Yeah. Right here. That's right.
Yeah. Here, where you want to go.
Where you want.
Like if you can go left. That's that way.
Look, we gotta go right in here.
Yeah, you can go in here and stand like right here. Mr. Tarver, Mr. Wiggins, you can stand like right there. That way we have y'all staggered.
Okay.
I'll let y'all decide.
I'm not playing the rules.
Let me get out. Glad you're getting you.
Yeah, they got their morning. That's the way you want us. You want us close.
Yeah, just all face me and repeat after me. After the word I, you state your name and then repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay, great. Raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I have not directly or indirectly paid, offered, promised to pay, contributed, or promised to contribute any money or thing of value, or promise any public office or employment, for the giving or withholding of a vote, at the election at which I was elected, or as a reward, to secure my appointment or confirmation, whichever the case may be. So help me God.
So help me God.
And now there's another one.
Oh.
Okay.
I do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will faithfully
execute
the duties of the office
of
the city of Buccalette of the state of Texas and will to the best of my ability
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state, so help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, y'all are now due to sworn in. And welcome out to all of you. Pass this paper around and everybody has to sign it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I already got one going around.
Oh, okay.
I beat you through the punch.
No, you ain't those things. Councilwoman tonight is Ms. Linda Owen. She is Mayor Pro Tem. She has been Mayor Pro Tem twice in her 2 years that she has served. She has done a wonderful job, and I sure hate to lose her in the council. But, you know, there's another year coming. We'll see her again, hopefully. Now, does any of you new council members would like to say a few words? James Tyler, I know you do.
Hey, don't cut out on us.
With your permission, Mr. Mayor, sir, and the rest of the council.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little emotional sometimes. So bear with
me. Okay.
I'm thrilled to stand here. I'm honored. I'm not naive enough to know this is going to be an easy task. Word is cheap. Actions speak. So I will give it everything I have within me to help this community to the best of my ability. Even in the interest of all of it in the long term, even though it may not be popular today. Because I've been here enough to know in this city that the council has information the citizens do not have. Therefore, it makes it difficult for them to understand. I'm just asking them to bear with us, give us the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to give it all we got as a council. I know all of y'all. We're good, decent Christian men. And I thank Ms. Owen for serving all these years and doing the best she could for us. Right or wrong, she did what she thought, same as you have, sir. That's done. We're going to move forward. The best we can is one. And use everybody's strengths and attributes to help each other. Now, I made this talk a long time ago, and I'm going to say it one more time. We as public servants talk a little different manner than an ordinary person, a profession. Doesn't mean that everybody doesn't contribute to life. We all do. Pastors and teachers have a greater influence on people's lives because they interact with them more, and they're held to a little different standard, right or wrong. Public servants should be in that same category. The reason is, it's because you deal with people's faith, their trust, their health, and water, and sewer, and the public state, the fire department, and police. The most of all, that people get upset about is what? Their money.
Exactly.
Their money.
We need
this. We need to focus on what we're doing here, public service, and we can forgive. I promise you, I will give you all I've got within my heart and my soul to do the best I can. I don't expect that I will be right, but I'm going to try as hard as I can. I know these other men will too. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, sir.
Thank you, sir. Very well spoken. Ms. Fowler?
Are we
some high tricks up if we...
Yeah, it should, sir.
I mean, we're standing near.
Yeah, it's...
First of all, we'd like to also thank Ms. Owens, Mayor and Ms. Wiggins and Mr. Eaton for the last several months, and I know that with, you know, limited council that we've had and with the COVID issues going on, limiting us in so many ways, I know it hasn't been easy, but I do believe that I talked to enough people to know that the community greatly appreciates what this council has done in the last several months under such difficult circumstances. Beyond that, I would like to greatly salute and let that everyone know that, you know, I appreciate all the people who ran for office. It takes a strong commitment and a strong desire to serve the community, to be able to stand up and offer yourself for this task. Like Mr. Talker, I know it is not going to be an easy task, but I do believe it's a very worthy position and an opportunity to contribute back to the community. So for everybody who ran, who was willing to stand up and offer yourself up to move the community forward, I think you're all to be congratulated, and you're all appreciated. I know that. I do appreciate everyone who offered their support to me, and I'm grateful, and I'm very honored to have the opportunity to give back to the community, and I just look forward. I think we've got a group of people who will work well together and who will have the city first and the citizens of the city first and foremost. So I just offer that as just words of appreciation. I do believe that the work that we face there's a lot to do, and I think we all realize that. We'll all try to pull together in the same direction and get it done for the citizens. So, again, thank you, everybody. Appreciate everybody, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you, Ms. Fowler. Mr. Cecil Griffin?
Yes,
a few words?
Yes, sir. I want to echo James and Mark. And thank everybody, the ones that have been serving and the ones that are going to be serving. It's a sometimes thankless job that goes on here. But I want to thank you all. That includes Sonia and I forgot Pat.
Bam.
Bam. That includes you too also. You'll find out pretty quick that I'm not much of a public speaker.
Neither am I.
But I'm here to do what I can for this lady and the people.
Yes.
So anything you need me to do, anything you want me to do, just tell me. And I'll try to get it done.
That's
work.
Hello, you make you great.
Thank you. Mr. Wiggins, you have to say something?
Oh, yes. Just so I'd like to say it's been an honor and a privilege to work with the past council, and Ms. Owens has really been honored to work with you. And I know at times we disagree, and that's okay. But we always work through it and move the city forward. Yeah. And there's probably going to be disagreements between us, new council, and that's okay. And we'll work through that. And I look forward to working with you, Rick. And with Mr. Griffin and with Mr. Fowler and with Mr. Talbert, we have
great experience here in this room, a lot of experience. And I'm just humbled to be around it and work with them. And to the citizens out there, please bear with us. We're going to move this city forward, and we're going to do it in the right manner. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And if any of you new councilmen have any questions or would like to know anything, or you can certainly contact Sonya Bishop anytime, or me. Not that I know all that much. I'd be glad to help anybody. And y'all do know and realize you have to, required by law, you have to have two classes. One of them is Open Records Act, and the other one is Open Meetings Act, and y'all will have to take those two classes. And then I think Ms. Bishop has prepared a pamphlet for you explaining a lot of things. And
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And if y'all want to know about things that the old man employment has started and is doing, we can be glad to fill you in and say, well, we've done this, we did that, we tried this, we tried that. This didn't work, so we did this, and so forth and so on. So feel free to ask questions at any time. Yes?
I just want to say, in your pamphlet, if you, the book that I gave y'all, you'll find everything I thought that y'all would need to start out with. Just read them, so it didn't help me to even guide us on that. I did put a business card in there. If you pull out the business card, we'll come back to my cell phone number. 24/7. I'm dedicated to the city, and y'all call me at any time up here. I'll answer your call, and if I don't know the answer, I will find it. So anytime y'all need me, I'm there. And congratulations on each of you, and I do look forward to working with y'all. I think we're going to make a great team.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. That being done, we will go on. We'll see number four swearing in council members. We just did that. Item number five on the agenda tonight, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on citizen notifications. A citizen contacted the city administrator with concern about posting the chef code returning to Bruce Letty. This citizen also voiced concerns about the post from the savvy citizen regarding fixed or treating notifications. Sonya, would you like to address that?
Certainly, sir. Thank you. So what had happened was I got super excited when I was told SEPCO was coming back to Bruceville Eddy and they were going to start demolition between January and March. My enthusiasm got the best of me, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to share this with citizens, because I know that's been the one thing that I get told every day is, so I'm going to get us a gas station. Please help us get a gas station. So that's been one of the things that's really been on my shoulders is, how am I going to get somebody to come here without sewer, one, and two, where do I start? So when Zepco came and met with Ken and I, and they said, hey, we're going to come back, and I just got excited, and I posted them as a citizen. I didn't think about the repercussions. That same day, I was asked by Eagle Planning if I would post trick or treating to savvy citizens, because there was a lot of people. I don't have any of the social media, like the Bruce Letty community and all those social media outlets. I don't have those. I don't associate with those. But they were concerned that people were saying they weren't going to be trick or treating. And they asked me, would you please put the trick or treating is going to be at Eagle Planning, blah, blah, blah. And then I had another person's request. Hey, find me, can you put that the church is going to be giving out candy, and they're going to be doing the street. So I posted that one as well. I had a citizen call me, not happy, was concerned that I inappropriately used as a citizen to post those two items. And I stand behind my choice to share the good things. Wrong, maybe. So I stand behind my decision to share the news that gas station comes to the city, because I know the citizens want to hear that, and I know they're excited about it. I know that that's what I for. I get sick of looking at stuff goes. Coming in town, the first thing you see, going out town, that's the last thing I see. And it's what I for. So I stand behind my decision that I posted that. I also stand behind the decisions that I put to the street on there. I, however, do respect the citizen and her concern, and I have refrained from asking anything else that citizen other than water leaks, trash service delays, or local, like our city business. So I wanted to ask the council their opinion. I certainly don't have a problem posting anything to citizen one. I do have a fear that it may monopolize my time. If I have citizens constantly calling or calling me, I need to stop every citizen. I also have the fear that some of our citizens that rely on the status citizen program to give them warning about water may get overwhelmed with a lot of different messages. So after listening to the citizen and pondering this and putting in prayer and really kind of soul searching off the topic, I would like to ask the new council to consider just allowing them to only use that system for only trash, water, and emergency inside city government only. Just don't anything else. I want to support everybody, I want to support organizations, but we have, I think I counted last night, there's 5 social media pages going from Bruce Valley Community, Bruce Valley Facebook, all these social media sources that are putting out all the other information. I don't think I should be pinging people left and right with all these other notifications. So I'm asking for council guidance on that topic.
Okay. Yes.
Go
ahead. Yes, in preparing for me, of course, this being on the agenda, I have been with some of the same exercises that you went through. And of course, went back and looked at the posts on Savvy Citizen. And to be honest, I couldn't find how we got on the free. I mean, maybe I just erased it or whatever, but. I'm a fan of Savvy Citizen, very much so. I don't really take very many apps, to use. I did take the Savvy Citizen app, and I have used it, and it's been highly effective for me. And looking at our website, I know we've got a particular on there, or a little piece on there, to try to encourage citizens to use Savvy Citizen, and if any one thing I would say, it would be that we maybe be a little bit more bold on our website about it, because I'm a big fan of it. I am in agreement about the possibility that if we don't have some limitations of the things that we do put on there, that it could very easily become, it could be firing off several times a day, whereas now, when it fires off on my phone, I know that that's something about the city, something's going on that's great for me to know about. And there may be some other city departments or whatever that could utilize as well, maybe the fire department if there's an area where there's a fire and we need to reroute around that area or things like that. If a traffic accident on the interstate, the police department could just notify or whatever. So that would be one fear I would have, would be that people would ignore it, maybe, and just at the wrong time ignore something that's really critical that they really need to know about. So, and then also if go back and count the other mediums, pages and social media that is out there for the community to use. But anyway, that would be one direction I would say is let's, as you've already done, let's limit it, to the things that, immediately affect and is like a here and now thing. That's great to treat the mobile. I don't think it's a good tool as a calendar. I mean, if there's an event coming up or whatever, I don't think Savvy Citizen is a great place to put it because it's gone, it's here, and you see it, and then it's, it's not gone, but you don't pay attention to it. I think just one suggestion, and it would be that we look at adding on our website a community events or public service announcement tab where we could respond to people who have things that they would really like to, to have some additional publicization. So those would be my two suggestions. And I, like I say, I do like it. I think it's a great tool. And I hope we can get more people to use.
My only concern, he said, he didn't know how to hit it. It just becomes so annoying that people just stop paying attention to it. They may miss something that's really in front, like a big orchard or, you know, a tree across the road. Certainly, if there's a tree across the road, that's something that's going on in business. And you gave me a great idea. James Nelson is the fire chief responsible for guy. He has access to the citizens, and he can put a fire system on there. But I need to give the chief of police the code so he can put things on there.
And one question, are we, with our, with the contract that we have, or agreement that we have, or could we share our account with other organizations if we later on wanted to?
The way it is, we have the city pays for their license, and then I can add users. But the city is responsible for the users. So I can tell you that the city of Troy, Glen County, there's a lot of places to get savvy citizens that if our citizens, when they sign up for the program or when they do their app, they can select like all the news they get. So if they want to get Lorena or Troy or Glen County or whatever, they can opt to get those notifications as well. Because actually that's who I got the information from, Jeff Rob. Out of Detroit, and that's who they were using. So it's about $1,300 a year is what we're paying, and we don't get charged for every notification. So I think for the information that's providing for our citizens, I think it's well worth the $1,300. I've heard nothing but positive feedback. So I said I just wanted to guide you all about where the limit would be. And I probably won't move any more to find out here.
Yes.
Did I say?
Sure.
On the same thing, I'm pointing out really what Chris Ballard, and I don't agree with what you're talking about, but I don't think that what you said allowing somebody else to use it as well, we respond for it, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
And I agree with that question.
I don't like that to be legally. I don't know. It could be that.
Even if it was good, I'm not being responsible for somebody else. No. That's my opinion.
What about the fire department, like volunteer fire department, when they have their, you know, they have, the next thing will be their chili, and then they have their fish fry fundraiser, and then like posting, what about posting that, and their barn band, if the barn band isn't there. I'm just asking you, if we did the volunteer fire department stuff, and what about, we're just talking. So what about senior citizens? A senior citizen was going to have a fundraiser, not necessarily putting, you know, their menu on there or nothing like that, but if they were going to have a fundraiser for the church, any church in Bruce Bledy, I know we're getting into man-hour issues. I'm just throwing that out there, what your opinion is.
Yeah, it's just a different reality with that kind of stuff. So, for example, if this church emails in to say, I don't want this on Savvy Citizen, and I want this on the community website, or on the city website, that's great. This next church does the same thing, I do the same thing. The third church emails me that they make a mistake when they email me. They put in SR Bishop instead of S Bishop at Bruce Bledy, and I never get the email. So if I didn't get the email, I can't put it on this website or I can't put it on Savvy Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
That church can then come back and say, well, she had a bias towards us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better not to open the can of worms. It's just best to keep it simple. And like I said, this is something that's heavy on my heart. But I want to share things with you. I truly do. But this is there just has to be a line that is drawn in the sand, and we say, this is what we're going to do. I agree with Mr. Fowler. On our website, we have a calendar.
Right.
And on that calendar, I put the things on that calendar. So when the fire department has an event raiser, we could put it on our calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I could even add a community. I could create a community event webpage that's linked to our webpage
mm-hmm.
that does community events, and then I can have all those community events.
That's just that's time doing all
that. Well, takes time, but yeah,
there's other social media places where they can post these.
I assume that
like the school has theirs, you know, they have functions at the school.
Yeah.
And ball games or whatever they want that is. And I assume the churches probably do too.
Right.
Well, they'll post on Facebook or speech posts or something, you know, and I think what you're trying to do is keep them consuming as much of our time.
Right.
Or as legal issues and what have you. But I'm not opposed to the calendar thing on the city website.
I think we should just limit there just because I think legally it's going to protect us more. Also, I think it's going to keep people using Savvy Citizen for what we really pay. Really, the whole reason for Savvy Citizen was because, and you and I started this actually,
mm-hmm.
People were wanting to get notified when there's water leak or when there's
right.
blood pressure. That's why we started Savvy Citizen. I just think we need to keep it there. I think we just need to let Savvy